Artie Shaw, Cafe Rouge on Big Band Swings.
Artie Shaw, and that's my old theme song, Nightmare, in the background. The signature with which we used to introduce and wind up our broadcasts from the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln and the Cafe Rouge of the Pennsylvania, which is now the Hotel Statler. The music you're about to hear was recorded from those broadcasts. And frankly, it comes as quite a thrill to me because I'd forgotten how wonderfully and with how much conviction the men in that band used to play. I really can't help feeling that all this has an addition, a nostalgic quality, particularly for those of us who were active either as performers or listeners in that great period of the late 30s when American dance bands were making musical history. I hope you'll have as much fun listening to these records, either for the first or the 100th time, as we had making them. And incidentally, as I'm now having, hearing them again after all these years.
Artie Shaw, the king of the clarinet making musical history, and greeting you and all his friends assembled here at his New York opening in the entirely new, restyled, and decorated Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. It's NBC's pleasure to present the gala opening broadcast of Artie and His Boys. We'll have more to say about Artie, the band, and our gathering here this night, but right now, let's get into the music with Out of Nowhere.
Thank you.
out of nowhere. And that last little clarinet arpeggio certainly came from somewhere, from the talented fingers of the master of the licorice stick, Artie Shaw. Say, Artie, don't stand so ready with the downbeat. Come over here. Ladies and gentlemen, Artie Shaw, and he's going to take a moment out from his music to say hello at his gala opening. Just come over, Artie. You've just gotten back from the coast, haven't you?
Dan, that's right.
You like your new surroundings?
Very much. I wish everybody could be here to see this room.
I think from time to time they will trickle down here to the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's a magnificent, spacious room and a crowded floor.
That sounds like a commercial, doesn't it?
But that is not crowded, very spacious. And let's have a tune with Tony Pastor. Can Tony drop his saxophone for a minute or two? What was it? What's the title of the tune? Put that down in writing. Rhythmic. Down in writing, Tony Pastor. Calling on the sweet singing soloist now of the Artie Shaw Ensemble, Helen Forrest, and Many Dreams Ago.
memory. Only I close my eyes and see you in my arms. You cry, I love you so. Oh, how real it seems, though it happened many dreams ago.
Big Band Swings.
Many, many dreams ago. An old favorite and a particular favorite with all devotees of the Shaw Manor. What is this thing called love? Our friends here at the Cafe Rouge certainly like it. Suppose we have a little more music for Marty. What'll it be this time now? Helen Forrest, how about it? And a new sweet ballad titled Day In, Day Out. Thank you.
darling, I think of you day in and day out, day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view. Possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar.
On 88.7.
Presenting Artie Shaw, the composer. Here's one of the little things that Artie has recently whipped up, which we think you'll like. From the original manuscript, the Shaw plays One Foot in the Groove. Hit it. Thank you. new ballad from the talented Shaw pen and clarinet, too, if you please. Ellen Parris will sing Moonray. Let's have it, Artie. Send us, Artie, send us with the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
the Cafe Rouge. This is its successor to the famous Manhattan Room of Hotel Pennsylvania, from which NBC in the past has presented so many well-known bands. And now, in the handsome surroundings of the Cafe Rouge, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, with Helen Forrest and Tony Pastor, and the music that's making history. The King of the Clarinet says, come and hear me and see me sometime.
Listening to 88.7 FM and or KRVS.org.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Coming your way through facilities on the campus of the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. I'm Lee. Thanks for joining us tonight for the Big Band Swings program. Let's
now,
go to Chicago.
We'd like to have you join us in a concert of music as up-to-date as rocket ships, as fresh and original as tomorrow morning. We're taking you to the Blue Note in the heart of Chicago's Loop to hear Stan Kenton's original conception of music, and we're sure you'll enjoy his vivid imagination and his virile presentation of music in the modern mood. So, let's adjourn to the Blue Note and Stan Kenton's concert in miniature. Now, here is Stan Kenton.
We decided that it would be best if we said hello this evening before we get into the main body of the broadcast. We hope that you people listening in will enjoy what is going to take place. We've chosen five or six things here that we hope will fit with your particular demand this evening. The orchestra's here. There are about 19 of them. They're wearing their grays this evening. Oxford, rather sharkskin grays. The saxophones are looking very sharp this evening. The trombones are looking their usual way. And the trumpet section, they're pretty much alerted. We decided that tonight we'd start off with something in the key of 5 flats that makes for good, simple listening. The rhythm section is supposed to be started right now. Will you please, Bags and Ralph and Frankie Cap, establish the particular mood of this thing so that we can set the picture to finally get into the development of it? Please. No, we want you to start right now, just as we rehearsed it. If you don't recognize it now, this is the beginning of intermission riff. Heard there was Bill Holman. You heard the trumpet of Don Dennis. There was some alto saxophone by Dick Meldonian. The trombone was Bill Russo, who blew himself into a coughing spree. You know, whenever the word progressive jazz is mentioned, there's always a great deal of confusion, and when you're asked to explain it, you can sometimes get pretty involved. So I think this evening, with this next composition that came out of our first period of progressive jazz, we'll just explain that in progressive jazz, it's a little more difficult to find the melody than in straight swing music. This is a composition mainly based on the sound chord structure, brass sounds. We hope that you enjoy this thing that's a rather abstract in content called Thermopylae. composition called Thermopylae, and this guy talking at the moment is called Stan Kenton. And to get into this next personality here, every once in a while there comes along a young man that has so much to offer that it's not long until our scene of jazz accepts him as one of the top, one of the modernists in the alto saxophone field. We'd like you to meet and listen to for the next few moments, Lenny Niehaus. Lenny, if you'll stand over here, I'll move over there. I'll start the orchestra. Lenny Niehaus in a thing called Solo for Alto. Thank you very much, Lenny Niehaus. Thank you. I can't say for the first time, because last night was the first time over NBC, the introduction of the young lady that just joined the orchestra that we have so much belief in. We'd like you to meet her right now in a composition that has been sung by a lot of singers for a lot of years. This is Jerry Winters and her version of I Cover the Waterfront.
Be coming back to me. Thank you, Jerry Winters. You know, one of the important ringleaders in the field of jazz, he has done a lot for Charlie Ventura's group. He did a lot for Woody Herman, other orchestras, and he's been a very important part of ours for some time. A guy with quite a broad feeling for the trumpet. We're speaking of Conti Condoli. We'd like to play this number right now that expresses some of the things that he feels through Harmon Mute, but it's simply called Cool Eyes. Ready, trombones? One, two, three. Thank you, Connie. You know, for some time we've been working with things that are semi-Cuban in the vein, a lot of broken rhythms and so forth. We thought that the next scheduled number should be possibly the Peanut Vendor.
And with the playing of the Peanut Vendor, time to say that you've been listening to a concert by Stan Kenton from the Blue Note in the windy city of Chicago. This has been a special late evening broadcast of Miniature Concert in Modern Music, brought to you via NBC. And now, this is Bill Grisky inviting you to join us next Friday evening for another concert of the virile imaginative music of Stan Kenton. Follow the campaign of the next president on NBC. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Coming your way on public radio for Acadiana, that's KRVS, 88.7 FM, and online at krvs.org. Tonight from the Café Rouge to the Blue Note Club, we've brought you the big band sounds live on the radio back in the day. And we come your way through the facilities, University of Lafayette, KRVS, on the campus at the Cypress Lake Studios. And we are on the frequency, 88.7 FM and online. Pick us up online. Stream it. Get prior broadcasts. KRVS.org. I'm Lee Kleinpeter, your man in the air chair. Always a pleasure to gather around the radio. Your man in the air chair, man behind the mic. With the big band swings sounds. Abbiato.
Join me, Zach Fuselet, every Sunday morning from 9 to noon on Dimanche Matin on KRVS 88.7 FM for some good old Cajun French music.
Get 2 hours of continuing Louisiana music education every Saturday evening to add to your credits, ladies and gentlemen. Tune into the Dirty Rice Show. This is Bill Bolins, one of the hosts of the Dirty Rice Show, along with my co-host, Mr. Lee Kleinpeter. We're on the air every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, KRVS.org.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at KRVS.org.